And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And he saw that it was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. Have you ever thought about the fact that the very first act described in the Bible in Genesis 1, verses 3 and 4, is the creation of light? The very first action of God is the creation of light. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And then we turn to the end of our Bibles. And we see in Revelation chapter 22, verse 5, these words. And night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light. The beginning of the Bible. The first act, the creation of light. The end of the Bible. There's a declaration that God will be our light. And in between, this issue of light is always important. God raised up a people. And he told those people that he raised them up in the Old Testament to be a light to the nations. Isaiah 49 verse 6 says, I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may be to the end of the earth. And Jesus comes as the fulfillment of the promise of light. And the one whose light will shine in the consummated end that we talked about in Revelation 22. And Jesus claimed he was the light of the world.